It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here. Thank you for joining me today. I am fortunate to have many patients who are new immigrants to the U.S. I care for the children of many families who, just a few years ago, lived in India, China, Taiwan, Iran, France, Germany, and the U.K., just to mention a few. Charlotte is becoming a very diverse place with its rapid growth. It is definitely not the little sleepy southern town I moved to 33 years ago. I was talking to a mother from Taiwan the other day, which happened to be a few days before Easter. She made the comment that holidays in America are very different from those she experienced where she grew up. Here, holidays always means lots of candy and sweets. When she was a child, that just wasn't true. Here, every holiday is an excuse to have candy, soda, cake, ice cream, etc., etc., etc. She had also noticed that children are rewarded in America for every accomplishment with candy. Good grades, winning of a sporting event, birthdays, end of the school year, or just about everything. Sugar, sugar, sugar. You can't get out of the store without your child being tempted by a huge display of candy at the checkout counter and the frequent argument that this candy precipitates. Contrast that with an experience I had the other day with an 8-year-old boy whose parents are first-generation immigrants from India. He had a pretty bad asthma attack and needed a dose of steroid to help him breathe and get through the attack. My standard treatment in this situation is a dose of oral steroid called Decadron. But unfortunately, Decadron has a very bitter taste and can only be taken with something to cover up its bitter taste, something sweet. In my office, we use either the sweet liquid ibuprofen if the child has a fever, or we mix it with a small amount of chocolate syrup. Well, he chose the chocolate syrup. And after he got his dose of Decadron and Hershey's chocolate syrup, I went back to say goodbye to him and ask him if he liked the chocolate. He replied, "I've never had chocolate before, and it was really too sweet for me." He didn't like it. An American child who didn't like chocolate. That was the first time for me. I got to thinking, is the craving of sweets an innate quality of children, or is it a cultural norm, or is it learned? An interesting question to ponder. Now, consider this fact. The insulin levels of children today are much higher than the insulin levels of children 30 years ago. Why? Because insulin is the hormone that opens fat cells to store sugar, and when a child consumes lots of sugar, they have to raise their insulin levels to store that sugar in fat cells. Kids today are getting way more sugar than ever before. Children in Taiwan, China, Iran, France, they're not getting bombarded with sugar like American children. And if you ask this pediatrician, it needs to stop here. The average American child consumes 22 teaspoons of added sugar a day, when only 8 is recommended. Over time, that adds up to lots of problems. We have talked about this before in various PEDcasts, and I'm going to list those PEDcasts in the SMO notes if you want to really delve into that, or if you missed them. Now, if you ask me, Americans are some of the kindest and most generous people on the face of the earth. We do lots of things right, but feeding our children, it isn't one of them. Here's a Doc Smo pearl for you. Don't allow your children's nutritional wants to overtake their nutritional needs. Now, fortunately, it's fairly easy to tamp down the nutritional wants. We just have to say no, and we can fix this problem pretty quickly. Well, consider this fact. The insulin levels of children today are much higher than insulin levels of children 30 years ago. Why, you ask? Because insulin is the hormone that opens up fat cells to store sugar, and when a child consumes a lot of sugar, they have to raise their insulin levels to store that sugar in their own fat cells. Kids are getting way more sugar today than ever before. Children in Taiwan, China, Iran, France, they're not getting bombarded with sugar like American children. And if you ask this pediatrician, it needs to stop. The average American child consumes 22 teaspoons of added sugar a day, when only 4 to 8 is recommended. Over time, that adds up to lots of problems. We have talked about this before in various PEDcasts that I will list in my SMO notes. If you missed those PEDcasts, you can go back and listen. If you ask me, Americans are some of the kindest and most generous people on the face of the earth. We do lots of things right, but feeding our children, it isn't one of them. Which leads me to this DocSMO pearl. Don't allow your children's nutritional wants to overtake their nutritional needs. Fortunately, this is something we can do something about. We can stop providing candy and soda and sweets at every holiday and at every event. And I think this needs to happen right away. And I think most people would agree to that. Well, thanks for joining me today for this installment of Portable Practical Pediatrics. If you enjoy learning pediatrics the PEDcast way, go ahead. Subscribe at my website, www.smo.com. It's easy. You will get an email notice each time I post a new PEDcast or article, and you can decide if that subject interests you or not. No marketing, no selling your name to others, just relevant information about your children's health that you can listen to on your schedule. Well, this is your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, broadcasting from Studio 1E, that's first child's bedroom on the east side of my house, thinking it would be neat if our children had fewer treats. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music, Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music, Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry, and Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSMO.com website. This DocSMO.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.